Biyom Sheini, says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Aleph, Biyom Sheini, on the second day, Mispalim Kmo Biyom Rishon, Amit Siman Tov Reish Aleph, page 138. Biyom Sheini, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Mispalim Kmo Biyom Rishon, you will daven the same tefillos as on the first day. And the leaning, however, is different. What's the leaning? The leaning is, V'koyrim me'elokim niso es Avraham. Such a special, yeah, so we lean the psukim of Elohim, niso es Avraham, which is all about the Akedas Yitzchok. The Adsoiv said until the end of the Pasha, Humaftir, and the Haftorah, Humaftir, Koyrik Mo'esm is as yesterday, Humaftir B'Yirmiya, and the Haftorah is different, it's from the Pesukim in Yemi, Koyrim HaYashem Motzachin Bamidbo, Ad Habein Yakir Li Ephroim. V'Motzach Rosh Hashanah Mavdinim Kmo B'Motzach Shabbos, if first day Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, then we will do Havdalah on Motzach Shabbos into the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The only difference being she'ein mevarchin al psomim, you don't make psomim v'aleish, and you don't make eish. So now the Mishnah Berurah tells us if cotton aleph for curing. Why do we do the Akedas Yitzchok? Why Akedas Yitzchok? Why Akedas Yitzchok? Leaning, second day, Akedas Yitzchok. Why? Mishnah Berurah cotton aleph for kedei lehaskiz zechus Akedas Yitzchok. To remember to mention the zechus, the merit of Akedas Yitzchok. For curing, b'zeh hey gavre, and his five aliyas. Okay. Mishnah will discuss what happens if you lane the wrong lanings. Okay, Sifkot and base. We do Haben Yakir Li Ephroim by Haftor Mipnei Shechoy Basiyom Leaskiz Zichroi Nois. Haben Yakir Li. It's about afterwards it says V'ksiv Ba'ikor Zochrei Eskerenu. It's about the remembrance. Hashem remembers us. Hashem loves us. Hashem cares for us. Zochrei Eskerenu. And we want this, promote this, and encourage this remembrance. What has it got to do with? It's the psukim which discuss that. It's that connection, that relationship, and over there it mentions the zoche eskerenu boy. See, base. So then the Abdullah is is mentioned there too. But Abdullah is recited as which say Abdullah Motzei Shabbos. We don't do psalmim and we don't do eish. Okay, Siv Beis Av Peretz Yisrael. That's what you said yesterday. Av Peretz Yisrael Oisin Rosh Hashanah Shnei Yomim. Rosh Hashanah being the only exception in Eretz Yisrael, you also do. Excuse me, Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael is also 2 days.
Last year, 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, if it's following Shabbos. Okay. And Mishnah Berurah says, because it's like one long day, Rosh Hashanah, he's there for 2 days, even in... That's not really the halachic reason. The halachic reason is because it's Yom HaRichter. Okay, Siman Tov Reish Beis, Seder Aser Siman Tshuva, the... Asesim et tshuva. Okay, the Gemara starts with the word Umisan nemochas Rosh Hashanah. We fast the day after Rosh Hashanah. V'utane sibba, that's the Tana sibba. Now, the Mishnah Berurah only mentions briefly V'utane sibba, v'kolik l'choysim his birth simon tov kufnun. So this is, of course, referring to, of course, Tzoyim Gedali. Now, Tzoyim Gedali really is not intrinsically connected to Asesim et tshuva. It's Hashkocha wanted it that Gedaliah ben Achikam was murdered on that day. And because that was a very tragic day, when Gedaliah ben Achikam, who by the way wasn't a great tzaddik, but he was an Rosh Hashanah, and because that was a crucial, fundamental day in the history of Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael was the last bit of reign of melucha, of control, of the controlling the land. After that, everybody was had to escape, to emigrate towards Bavel. So that was the last control that Eden ever had. I mean, that was the beginning of the Golos. The real firm foundation of the Golos took place then, and therefore that was a very tragic day. And therefore we fast on that day, because that was the beginning of the Golus. Now you're right, Rabbi Kagan points out that really this happened on Rosh Hashanah. We don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. So Chacham didn't want to establish in the Luach that the Tanis of Tzom Gedalia is taking place on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore they pushed it off to Gimel Tishrei, the day after it actually happened. There is an interesting discussion in the Poskim. We know that there is certain kulis if a Tanis is a Nitche, if it's a pushed off Tanis. Where do we find that, for instance? Nitche, Tanis, Esther, yeah. Sometimes the Tanis is pushed off and we find some leniencies. So the Poskim ask, well, could be that Tzom Gedalia would always be considered a Nitche. Why? Because it should be Rosh Hashanah. Chacham pushed it off to Gimel. So perhaps we'll have the leniencies of a Tanis Nitche. Of a pushed off Gmar's day. No, what do you tell, huh? Yeah, so the pashto says, Mishnah Berurah learns like that, it seems, that Nitche is only if the real date is on a certain date. If that real date falls on Shabbos, you push it off, once off. Occasionally the Tanis is pushed off to one day, so that's considered a Nitche. Here, it's intrinsically already established as Gimel Tishrei. That's the day of the fast. So you could argue that's not Nitche, that's not Nitche, that's the day that Chum established it. Could be the reason behind it is, but Lemaise, it's now established a guilt issue, so could be it's not Nitche. But it remains a unofficial kind of leniency that at times some Poskim, Rabbonim, and Achonim will kind of squeeze in. That some Gedalia is perhaps, it's got some elements of a Nitche, but it's not. You see, the Mishnah doesn't mention it even, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's interesting discussion in the Poskim. What if a person can only fast one day? Is it better to fast on Tzom Gedalia because that's the first? And then if jeopardizes his ability to fast on Yom Kippur, then, well, he's an onus then. He's an onus. He can't fast Yom Kippur. Well, you know, he did nothing wrong. Others argue that, no, what do you mean? Tzom Gedalia is only a lower level than Yom Kippur. You've got to fast Yom Kippur. I'll tell you, out of all this discussion, which is an endless discussion in the Poskim, the only one which I really understand is the Biav Kamenetsky's svara, which he writes in the Biav Kamenetsky wrote it, that he doesn't understand this whole discussion because, I don't know, people can't fast twice in a week? Like, I don't know. Yeah, it'll be all right. Okay, of course. A week to recover. Got a week to recover. Yeah, they got a week to recover. It's okay. It's okay. Somebody's a choyle. All right, okay. So let's discuss a choyle. But I think that... I think that it's hard to imagine that, unless it's a mental thing and a psychological thing, but, you know, Tzom Gedalia, like, it's Gimel Tishrei, like, 7 days later, a person is physically affected from the fast. Find it hard to Choylem has got its own discussions, but I think it's hard to fully understand that. I don't know, Rabbi Isai, I don't know. Maybe I'm saying something controversial. I don't know, but it's definitely something which the Poskim do discuss in great detail. And the pashtus of the Poskim is, if you really can only do one of the Tanaisim, should Yom Kippur? Well, yeah. What was that? Yeah. Why is it not proper fast?
If it's breakfast at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Start four meals. Who can eat?
Yeah.
Get up for early breakfast at 5.
It's not such an hard fast, yeah.
It's not.
You're not fluid. I hear. Okay. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I'm saying there is.
You're up early for davening anyway. There's a long.
Slichus is quite, yeah. All right. But yes, the Poskim do say that if a person really can only choose between one of the two fasts, it makes sense to probably go for Yom Kippur. Okay, I continue. What's Tzom Gedalia? Mishnah Berurah says anything about Tzom Gedalia? No. Okay. Siv Aleph. B'chol ha'yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, ma'abim tefillah v'tachtunim. On all the days between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we increase tefillah and tachtunim. So what do we say? The Gemara specifies. We say Avinu Malkeinu. When do we say Avinu Malkeinu? But yeah, we are saying Simchat. It's Shachris and Mincha. Erev Yom Kippur. Milvad B'Shabbos, excluding Shabbos. Okay. So this is what we say on. Even if there's a Mila, which normally, traditionally, we would not say when there's a Bismil, he wouldn't say Avinu Malkeinu. Yet, Afilochi, Avinu Malkeinu, when it comes to Aseitzim Mitshuva, Rabbi Yisrael, there is a bris during Aseitzim Mitshuva, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. We say Vidui, Oshamnu, Milvat, Be'evim Kippur, Sheinoim Moisel Pamachas, excluding Evim Kippur, which we say it by Slichas. Ve'einoistim Cherem, we don't put somebody in Cherem, so if you want to Dafke excommunicate somebody, don't do it during a Aseitzim Mitshuva. Not a good idea. Push it off. V'chenei mashpin adam beizdin. Also, mashpin adam in a beizdin. A beizdin wouldn't excommunicate, put somebody in a shvur and a cherem. Adachim kippah until after Yom Kippur. And here comes a very widely quoted Rama. A very, very widely quoted Rama. In mekatshna levona ad motzi Yom Kippur. We do not say kiddush levona until after Yom motzi Yom Kippur. Why? You could say Kiddush Levona earlier, but we only say Kiddush Levona Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? Very good. That's the halach. Absolutely. Very good. That's it. So the Shulchan Aruch says elsewhere that better to say Kiddush Levona on Motzei Yom Kippur. But with Yom Kippur, because that the Mishnah explains it got new. Motzei Yom Kippur, the Kiddush Levon, Yosef Toiv, Kshu Mevusam, Besimcha, that's exactly what you're referring to. Mr. William points out, Mevusam, who Besimcha, he should be nicely clothed, Shabbastik, and nicely, and in a Mevusam, so, Besimcha, with great Simcha. Who Medoshi said, the Medosh tells us, Shememotzei Yom Kippurim, or Motzei Yom Kippur, Baskol Yoitzeis, the Baskol comes out, Ve'oimeres, and says, Leich, go out, Echoil, eat Besimcha with great happiness. So we're learning over here that Kiddush Levon is to be said on Motzoei Yom HaKippurim and not earlier. Avol da. The Mishnah points out some disagree with this statement and they hold. Some say, no. Hold on a sec. You want to wait until Kiddush Levon? You want to wait for Kiddush Levon until Motzoei Yom Kippur? Motzoei Yom Kippur is what date in the month? By definition. Motzei Yom Kippur is 11th. We're talking about 11th, right? The night from the 10th to the 11th of Tisha. Well, that's getting close to the dead end, right? So you're jeopardizing your Kiddush Levana that month. So they say, you better do it early, because there's another rule. There's another rule, which is called Zizim Akdimim. And they say, you know what, you've got generally a rule of Zizim Akdimim mitzvahs, and Zizim Akdimim would instruct us to do what? To do it earlier. The earlier, the better. Furthermore, the Mishnah points out, Yaseisim Mitshuva, every mitzvah counts. It's a Mefusha Tesco. Every little counts. It's a Mefusha Tesco. Tesco is always like that. Every little counts. The Mishnah is always like that. That every little counts. So you should do Kiddush Levona earlier. Don't wait till after Yom Kippur. Maybe that's the chos that is going to make it or break it. So do the Kiddush Levona early. Don't wait until Motzei Yom Kippur. Maybe you need that chos of Kiddush Levona for Yom Kippur to be judged good. So don't wait until... So here we've got a very radical machloikas, yeah.
What's the earliest thing? 7 days?
Yeah.
So you've only got small windows. You can't do it
Yom Kippur. Yeah, but sometimes it's Motzei Shabbos, like this year. Hold on, this year. This year it might work like that. I forgot. Motzei Shabbos is what? You could do Motzei Shabbos. We'd probably be the... Hoshana is Tuesday, Wednesday, right? You could easily do Motzei Shabbos. You could do Kiddush Levona. And you're waiting now till Motzei Yom Kippur. It's probably in this country. 9 of 10, it's going to be cloudy. So imagine if you've got a window of nice, non-cloudy Motzei Shabbos, Kiddush Levona. Wow, beautiful. And then you're going to wait and jeopardize it, Motzei Yom Kippur. So we've got a machlokes. On the one hand, you've got Motzei Yom Kippur. It's a good time to do it. Yeah. Or you've got alternative to do it earlier, but it's Zizim Akdimin, and it's a good chos to do. And it remains a hotly debated machlokes. So the Mishnah generally believes to do it earlier is better. Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. I don't know what the minig is, but a lot of people feel that it's forever cloudy. You just Kiddush Levona, you see it, you say, oh wow, that's how the Levona looks like. Wow, great. Good, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we don't do it here,
but a minion is zichron ha'akev, 100%. 100%. Yeah. I don't know what to ask him. Yeah, Tisha B'Av, definitely, yeah. Yeah, but it's the same kind of discussion, really. So if Kotnu, Aleph Mishtabur, the Mishtabur says,
he said three times he say Bidwe.
Slichas.
Bidwe, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, some people have meant to say it once.
Yeah,
true. Same thing, Mishtabur doesn't mention that, I don't think. Yeah, but you're quite right. You're 100% right. Somebody wants to ask me, Taka, why Mishabu doesn't mention that meaning of once. But it is correct. This is a widely spoken. You're very well pointed out. Well noticed. What's that? Number six on the side? Yeah, he points it out, yeah. Yeah, but Mishabu doesn't bring it. He brings it from the Gaon, yeah. Mishabu doesn't mean... Yeah. Mishnah Sif Kotni Aleph, very, no, let me just do the more. The Shabbos Shebeni Roshalim Kippa, Mina Gloima, Boy Tzoitz. What's Tzoitz? The meaning on Shabbos between Roshalim Kippa is to say Tzoitz. What's Tzoitz? So Tzoitz is Tzkos Chatzedek. So the meaning is to say Tzkos on Shabbos Mincha.
It's the previous one, sorry. It says the first time in a minute to say once.
Who says that? On the side. All right, okay. Yeah, it's from a storybook. You're quoting a storybook of Atzadik Shlomo. Yeah. Yeah. So, now, the Mishtabur says over here, a widely misquoted Mishtabur. The Shabbos Shebein, Nergin She'enah Oim Rav Torah Shuvah Yisrael. Now, what does this mean? He says, Shabbos Shuvah, the minig is that the Na'ar doesn't say the after of Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah, a Na'ar doesn't say the after on Shabbos Shuvah. What does that mean?
The Na'ar can say it sometimes.
Pardon?
The Na'ar could say it other times.
Yeah.
The Na'ar means what? I'm married. No.
So Na'ar really means over here, and that's often misunderstood. Now it means a pre-bar mitzvah. The halacha is that a pre-bar mitzvah can do the avtoira, really. So, he says, the meaning is that you don't get boys to do the Shabbos Shuvah, the avtoira. You don't get boys to do it. It's just not right. But the mitzvah, what people understand, that it means a bar mitzvah boy. The bar mitzvah boys don't do avtoira on Shabbos Shuvah. That's what people understand. And there is such a minhag, by all accounts, there is such a minhag, but that's not what the Mishnah Berurah means. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah, let's catch this Simon Tov Reish Gimel. I just want to start with that. Just start Simon Tov Reish Gimel. Half Mishen Nizam Pashal Akum, but say Simon Chuba Tzurich Leizoya. Whoever has a minik to be careful with Pas Akum Goish bread, but say Simon Chuba on the days of Asay Simon Chuba Tzurich Leizoya, he should be careful. What is that referring to? So this is it. There is bread of a goy, which is completely kosher, which is made by a baker, is osu mechumra. It's not really osu, it's a chumra. Chachamim really wanted to ask it, but then Gemara Avodah Zarah tells us they couldn't forbid it. Because gzeirah en roi v'tzibur chanim lama, it's too hard, it's too tough on people. If it's the bread is kosher, all the ingredients are fine. What's the bread called?
King's Mill?
Yeah? So if it's that's it, paspalta, it's completely kosher. Totally kosher. It's totally kosher bread, totally kosher. But Chachamim wants to forbid it. They didn't forbid it because it's a gzera which is too harsh on people. So they said, you can do it, but it's a chumah. You should know it's a chumah that you don't have pas nochi, pas akum. Now the reason why was done why? Because to discourage people to socialize with goyim. But it couldn't completely forbid it. Because remember in those days, bakery was very different than nowadays. And to this day, it remains kosher. Pas palta is kosher. It's fine. But it's a chumra not to eat it. Now, Aseh Simon Tshuva, Shulchan Aruch says, if you can avoid it, avoid it. If you can avoid pas palta of a goy, you can avoid it, so avoid it. Aseh Simon Tshuva. Af misha einu nizom epas shel akum, baseh Simon Tshuva tzorech leizoye. I mean, Simon Tov Reish Gimel. Yeah, correct. Absolutely. So it's easy, very easy. If the yid switches on the, or even puts a, if a yid does, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses, if a yid does influence, supports, and increases the heat of the oven, then it becomes Yiddish bread. Correct. You're much more stringent, much better, much nicer. Yeah. Absolutely. I boys have to summarize. We'll discuss it tomorrow again a little bit, because there's a more here. We'll go over this topic again tomorrow, Mitzvah. To summarize what we learned this evening, Pesiat Nishmaya. The laning is Akedas Yitzchok on the second day. Davening is the same. Haftoire is Koyam HaShem Otzachem Bamidbar. We, on Motziyom Rosh Hashanah, if it's on, if Motzi Shabbos into second Rosh Hashanah, we do Avdolah. We don't do psalmim, we don't do neir. Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael is also 2 days. We learned that Tzom Gedalia on Gimel Tishrei is slichas as any Tana Siva. We learned also that we increase our tefillos between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. More tefillos, more tachnunim, Avinu Malkeinu, slichas. Even if there's a bris mila, we're going to say tachanun. Even if there's a bris mila, we're going to say slichas. And we're going to say Avinu Malkeinu. We are going to We don't excommunicate. We don't put people in cheirem during the Aseret Mitzvah. With regards to Kiddush Levana, we wait until Motzei Yom Kippur according to the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah says others say no. You better get Atzchus and you do the earlier. Tzidkoscha is being recited, and then we start a discussion about the chumras, additional chumras Aseret Mitzvah, such as Goisha bread. Good evening, Abayis.